Nolte, Matthew McConaughey thumps Beto O'Rourke in Texas governor poll. By John Nolte on July 5, 2021. Wasn't it just last year that fake Hispanic Beto O'Rourke was America's new Bobby Kennedy? Gracing the cover of Vogue and deserting his wife and kids to set off on a presidential journey of self-exploration? Why, he was such a golden boy, the corporate media were covering up for him. Remember? Well, look at him now. He's losing the Texas governor's race to Wooderson from Dazed and Confused. And he's losing by a lot, or as they say in Beto's fake home country, he's losing by mucho. Not head-to-head. We don't have a fake Hispanic v. Wooderson poll. But we do have this. The latest polling from the Dallas Morning News shows Wooderson, aka Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey, in a head-to-head matchup, is statistically tied with sitting Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott, 38-39%. The fake Hispanic Beto, however, is getting routed by Abbott, 33-45%. The bad news for the fake Hispanic is that he's a known brand not just in Texas, but nationally. Everyone knows who he is, what he's about, and he's stuck at 33%. That's a calamity for him. As far as McConaughey, the more Texas considers a Governor Wooderson, the less they seem to like the idea. In this same poll, McConaughey beat Abbott by a wide margin of 45-33% in April. In other words, Abbott's gone from a 13-point deficit to a single-point lead against McConaughey in just 3 months. I have nothing against Matthew McConaughey personally. He seems like a good guy with a sense of humor about himself. A bit eccentric, but an individualist who's paid his dues. But he has yet to declare if he's a Republican, Democrat, or independent, which, as things stand, is something close to an impossible choice. As a Republican, he's not going to beat Abbott for the nomination. As a Democrat, he probably can't win in a GOP state like Texas. As an independent, he will likely split the vote and hand Abbott a re-election win. Also, the moment McConaughey ceases to be a movie star and starts becoming a politician who actually has to take a stand on things, it's hard to see him becoming more popular as opposed to polarizing. Outsiders can be great chief executives. Former President Donald Trump proved that. But, unfortunately, outsiders can also be disasters. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger proved that. If McConaughey wants the job, he'd be wise to declare his party affiliation today and what his positions are and then spend the next 5 years building a coalition for the 2026 Texas governor's race. He'll still be a young 56 years of age, which might be the exact right time to jump from leading man to a politician. Whatever. I don't really care. I'm just enjoying seeing the fake Hispanic take the fall he deserves. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.